Sudanese human rights activists are in Geneva appealing to the UN Human Rights Council and to various UN aid agencies to help millions of people in Darfur whose very survival is at stake. They say 50% of the assistance internally displaced people in camps receive is provided by the 13 private agencies. They say the United Nations complex humanitarian operation in this conflict-ridden province cannot function efficiently without their help. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir expelled the agencies earlier this month following his indictment by the International Criminal Court for alleged war crimes. Mahmoud Brahima represents the Washington-based Darfur Association of the United States. He tells VOA 2.7 million displaced people in Darfur will be immediately affected by the expulsions, and at least 4.7 million people will be indirectly affected in the long run. He says food and water will soon run out, and he warns there will be outbreaks of diseases such as diarrhea, meningitis, and malaria once the rainy season starts in a couple of months.
We also think that people are going to start moving again. There's going to be a need for resources, and they're going to move where they think or at least perceive there are more resources available to them. That means that they are going to move internally, particularly to other states within the Sudan, or cross the border to the neighboring countries, particularly Chad, Central African Republic. These two will be seeing a new wave of refugees.
Brahima says the Sudanese government will not be able to fill the gap left by the expelled aid agencies. He says the government does not want the West to provide aid in Darfur and wants to throw the remaining NGOs out of Darfur by the end of the year.
So we think this is going to create a very dire situation where some of us might thought of it as genocide by other means rather than by bullets. Killing these people slowly through starvation, disease, and lack of sanitation.
Brahima says the international community must prepare for a mass exodus of refugees from Darfur by prepositioning aid in Chad, the Central African Republic, and areas within Sudan where people are likely to go. He says having relief supplies on hand will help alleviate some of the suffering experienced by people forced to flee their homes. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.